The Fourth Thursday in Lent, The Unity of the Church by St. Cyprian. The Lord, intimating to us the unity cometh of divine authority, declareth and saith, I and my Father are one. To which unity bringing his Church, he further saith, There shall be one fold and one shepherd. But if there is one flock, how can he be numbered as of the flock who is not in the number of the flock? Or how can he be accounted a shepherd who, the true shepherd remaining, and by successive ordination presiding in the Church of God, himself, succeeding to no one and beginning from himself, becomes an alien and profane, an enemy to the Lord's peace and to the divine unity, not dwelling in the house of God, that is, in the Church of God, in which they only dwell who are of the one heart and one mind. For that the Holy Ghost speaks in the Psalms and says, He is the God that maketh men to be of one mind in a house. Moreover, even the very sacrifices of the Lord do show Christian unanimity knit together, by form and in separate charity. For when the Lord calls bread, which is made up of the union of many grains, his body, he indicates one people whom he bore, united together, and when he calls wine, which is pressed from many bunches and clusters, and drawn into one, his blood, he likewise signifies one flock joined together by the mingling of a united multitude. Moreover, how inseparable the sacrament of unity is, and how without hope they are, and what exceeding perdition they purchase to themselves from the wrath of God, who makes schism, and abandoning their bishop, set up for themselves another false bishop without. Holy Scripture declares in the Book of Kings, when 10 tribes severed from the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, and abandoning their kings, set up another for themselves without the Lord, it saith, was very angry with all the seed of Israel, and removed them away, and delivered them into the hand of spoilers, until he had cast them out of his sight. For Israel was went from the house of David, and they made themselves a king, Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. It is said that the Lord was very angry, and gave them up to perdition, because they were separated from unity, and had set up for themselves another king. And so great was the anger of the Lord against those who had caused the schism, that even when the man of God was sent to Jeroboam to reproach him for his sins, and to foretell the vengeance that would follow, he was forbidden to eat bread or drink water with them. Which when he did not observe, and against the command of God took food, he was immediately stricken by the majesty of the divine judgment, so that returning thence he was slain in the way of the jaws of a lion who came against him.